Today's daf is Hoyrius daf Yud Gimel. We are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're clearly a little bit behind. The two dots, HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael HaNasunu Matzara V'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refua Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda and Shloima Ben Chayaleya. So we're in the midst of the Gemara's analysis of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which discussed the technical definition of the Koyim Mashiach. So in the world of Hoyrius, in the world of the Karban Chatos, the Koyim Mashiach plays a unique role. He's one of the 4 chatois that I mentioned in Vayikra Perek Dalet. In fact, he's the first of the 4 chatois that I mentioned in Vayikra Perek Dalet. In the event that he does a chayvi krisus b'shoigeg, his animal was not a kispa or a seira, wasn't even a sa'ir. What it was a pot. He brought the same animal that the tzibur brought in the event that they did a chayvi krisus b'shoigeg. Additionally, the only time the Koyim Mashiach brought a karban chatos was in the event that he sinned la'ashmas ha'am. It was behelam davar, similar to the par helam davar shel tzibur. So clearly, prominently featured in the sugyas here, Maseches Hoyrius, regardless, the Mishnah had said, Ve'izehu HaMashiach, what is the definition of the Koyim Mashiach? It means HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha V'loi HaMeruba B'Gadim. It means Dafka, a Koyim Gadol that was actually smeared. He was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, as opposed to a Koyim Gadol that has the Riboy B'Gadim. He wears the literal Shmoyin B'Gudim, but at the same time, he never got the Shemen HaMishcha. So we know the Torah makes a big deal about the Shemen HaMishcha. It was used to anoint the Kohen Gadol, it was used to anoint the king, it was used to anoint the Kalim that were used in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. We also know that there was a time in history when the Yidden didn't have the Shemen HaMishcha. The Gemara says that when Yoshio HaMelech hid the Arin, circa end of Bayis Rishon, he hid certain things with it. One of those things was the Shemen HaMishcha. So there were tkufais where there was Shemen HaMishcha, there were tkufais where there was no Shemen HaMishcha. What the Mishnah is saying is that just because a person is a Kohen Gadol, in and of itself does not mean that he is suddenly going to be subject to the parasha of the Par Kohen Mashiach. Ve'izehu HaMashiach, says the Mishnah, it's Dafka HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. It's only if he became the Kohen Gadol through the Shemen HaMishcha, if he was merely Merubah B'Gadin, that in and of itself would not be okay. What is the Makar to that? That's this next Gemara that we're going to learn. It's a Braisa. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon taught in a Braisa. It says regarding the Par Koyim Mashiach, Im HaKoyin HaMashiach Yechet Ala Ashmas Ha'am VeHikrev Al Chatosei HaShachata Par Ben Bakar Tomim LaShem Chatos. This is VaYikra Perek Dal Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk that introduces the Par Koyim Mashiach. So the Braisa says as follows. Mashiach, from the fact that the Torah says that this Par was brought, if the Moshiach sinned, Yochel Melech, you would think that maybe it's referring to a Melech. Because as we just mentioned, kings were also anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. How do you know it's the Koyin Gadol, Talmud Leimar? Well, it says Koyin. In HaKoyin HaMashiach Yechta. Now, if Koyin had it only said the word Koyin, not Mashiach, Yochel Merubah B'Gadim, I would have thought that even if the Koyin Gadol never had the Shemen HaMishcha, all that makes him the Kohen Gadol is the fact that he wears more begadim, Talmud Leimar Mashiach. It's for that reason it said Mashiach. So it's from the fact that it says HaKohen HaMashiach, we know that it's the Kohen Gadol that's Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. From Kohen, you would know Kohen Gadol, but maybe even Merubah Begadim. From Mashiach, you would know someone that's Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, but maybe the Melech. HaKohen HaMashiach teaches me both. Now, in Mashiach, even now that it says HaKohen HaMashiach Yachol, you would think Mashuach Milchama. Maybe the Kohen that was the Mashuach Milchama was also included in the parasha of the Par Kohen Mashiach. So who's the Mashuach Milchama? So really, Mashuach Milchama is the name of a parak in Shas. It's in Masechta Soita, very geschmack of parak in Shas, talks about the laws of the Mashuach Milchama. In short, his job was to to lead the Jews into war, which we've mentioned many times over the years, is a little ironic because the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yevul says that the Levim lived on an island unto their own, a spiritual island. And one of the things that they were exempt from was Loi Orcha Melchama. They didn't fight wars. Yet, the chief of staff, the five-star general, the one that literally led the Yidden into combat was none other than a Kohen, not just a Kohen, a very, very high-ranking Kohen, known as the Mashuach Mechama. But he too was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, hence the name Mashuach Mechama. So says the Braisa, even now that it says a Kohen HaMashiach, maybe what it means is the Mashuach Mechama, Talmud Loimar, it says Im HaKoyen HaMashiach, and HaKoyen with the Hei Ayudia means She'im Mashiach Al Gabov. It means the Spitz. It means the highest ranking Koyen. And who is that? The Koyen Gadol. As high ranking as the Mashiach Muhammad is, but he's not on the level of the Koyen Gadol. So that Hei Ayudia means that it's Tafka the Koyen Gadol. It says the Gemara, my Mashma, how do you know that a Hei can literally teach me that it means the most Chashav? Kedam HaRavah, there's a precedent for this. It says regarding the Gid HaNosha, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gid HaNosha Asher Al Kaf HaYorich Ad HaYom Hazeh. It doesn't say Al Kaf Yorich, Al Kaf HaYorich. And Chazal Darshan from there that it means HaYorich HaMiyumenesh HaYorich. It means the right side, and the point is because it's the most chashiv. But the bottom line is the Hey teaches me that it means the most chashiv regarding the sugya of Gid HaNosha HaChinami. So too, as it relates to the Kohen HaMashiach, it means HaMashiach HaMiyumen Sheb Meshuvachim. It's the most chashiv of the Meshuchim, and who is that? That's the Kohen Gadol. Amar. So we just learned the Braisa that taught us how we know that the Par Kohen Mashiach means the Kohen Gadol, as opposed to who? As opposed to the Melech, and as opposed to the Meshuach Mechama. Additionally, only the Kohen Gadol when he was actually Meshuach. So the Gemara is just going to analyze this Braisa for a second. Mashiach, so the Braisa said, Yochel Melech, that from the fact that the Torah said Mashiach, had it not said HaKoyen, you could have thought that maybe it means the Melech, because the Melech was also Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Says the Gemara, how could you have a Havamina that it means the Melech? Melech par hu demaisi. Melech brings a par, sar hu demaisi. We know he brings a sar. How do you know that? Because who's the Nasi in the parish of the Chatos? The Nasi is someone that the only person on top of him is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we saw many times in Masech Tesiris. The Nasi in the parish of the Chatos is the Melech, which means that the Melech, the Torah already prescribed what Chatos he brings. What's this Chatos? It's a Sar. So Faith the Gemara, how could the Braisa have a Havamino that the Moshiach is the Melech? Meaning, had it not said HaKoyen, Yochel Melech, how could it be Melech? Melech is already another subcategory within the parish of Chatos. And we know he brings a Sar, he doesn't bring a par. So the Gemara says, it's so good. I mean, I would have thought, Geshmak, Al Shittas, Maisa Yavi Sar, Al Helim Dover Yavi Par. When does the Nasi bring a Sar? When it's a Shigigas Maisa. When does the Mashiach bring the par? When it's Behelim Dover. So I would have thought that maybe the Mashiach is the Melech and the Nasi is the Melech. Now, why here is he called Mashiach and there he's called the Nasi? Akashif HaMaisa. You have to know. But the bottom line is, you would have thought that they're both talking about Melech. There's a stira. One parasha says he brings a sar, the other parasha says that he brings the sar. The teretz is the parasha that says he brings the par is talking about, whereas Behelim Dov, the parasha that says that he brings the sar is talking about with Shugas Mais. It's all a Havamina. You could have thought that. Kamash one, that's what the Torah had to say. Ha Koyin, ha Mashiach, to know that it's actually not referring to the Melech. Moving along. Ein Bein Moshuach, B'Shemen HaMishcha, V'chulos. This is going back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said as follows: Ein bein koyin hamashuach b'shemen hamishcha lemeruba begadim elapar haba al kol hamitzvahs. There's no difference between a koyin hamashuach b'shemen hamishcha versus a koyin, again a koyin gadol, that's meruba begadim, only the par haba al kol hamitzvahs. Additionally, the Mishnah continued and said the ein bein koyin mishamish lekoyin shavar. There's no difference between a koyin that's serving right now and a koyin shavar elapar yoyim akipurim v'asiras ha'efa. The exception is the par yoyim akipurim, the special par that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, and Asiras Eifer, the Minchas Chavitin, that the Kohen Gadol used to bring every day. The Zev is Zeh Shavin, but as it relates to the Kohen Mishamish and the Kohen Shavar, they're both the same. As it relates to the Avodah on Yom Kippur, they're both kosher to do the Avodah. Umetzuvin al Apsul, they both have to marry Apsul. Vasurin al Amona, they're both not allowed to marry the Amona. Veinim Metamet B'Krevim, they're both not allowed to be Metamet to their relatives. V'loi poirim, when they're bavelos, they're not let to grow a pera, right? They're not let to grow long hair. V'loi poirim, they're not let to tear their clothing. U'machzirin retzech, and if and when they die, any retzech b'shoigig is going to leave galus. So the Mishnah concluded with two ein beins. The first is ein bein koyna mashuach b'shem ben amishcha m'rubu b'gadim. The second was ein bein koyim mesham mishal koyin shabbos. Let's just talk about the Mishnah for a second. We're going to have a ganze gemara on this right now. So a rishon. What does it mean ein bein koyna mashuach b'shem ben amishcha l'merubu b'gadim ela para ba kol mitzvahs? So a koyna mashuach b'shem ben amishcha means a koyin gadol that became koyin gadol with the shem ben amishcha, like we just discussed. Kohen Gadol, that's Meruba Begadim, means a Kohen Gadol became Kohen Gadol not with the Shemen HaMishcha, simply by being a Meruba Begadim. The Mishnah says the only nafka mita between the two is the Par HaBaal Kol HaMitzvahs. Now, what does it mean, the Par HaBaal Kol HaMitzvahs? Poshet, what it means, especially the Hemshech to the first line of the Mishnah, Vezeu HaMashiach HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha Le'em Meruba Begadim, it means regarding the Par Kohen Mashiach, that the Par Kohen Mashiach, which is a separate, unique parasha within the world of Chatos, the only time it was brought is if the Kohen Gadol was Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, right? It's the first line of the Mishnah, the Brice that we just began with. It's Poshet that L'chayra seems to be what's going on. And this is the way Ruba the Ruba of Rishonim learn the Mishnah, stating that we mentioned, if you remember, in the raid earlier in the Masechta, that Tosfos and Yuma Daf Zayin Amaral brings from the Riva, that the Riva learned that that's actually not what it means, and rather what it means is Par Abba Al Kol HaMitzvahs, as in the Par Helim Davar Shel Tzipor. Because by the Par Helim Davar Shel Tzipor, the Torah also says Koyim Mashiach, and as a result, is Makom to make a Tos and think that maybe it's true that the only time the Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibur was brought is if you have the Kohen Gadol and he's Mishuach B'Shem Ben HaMishcha. Well, the Rivah held, that's not a Tos. Rivah held, that's actually what's going on in the Mishnah. Rivah is a very big Chiddush. Pashup Shat, what the Mishnah means is the Nafkemina between the Kohen Mishuach B'Shem Ben HaMishcha and the Meruba Begadim is the Par Kohen Mashiach. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah is Ein Ben Kohen Mishamish L'Kohen Shavah. There's no difference between a Kohen Mishamish and a Kohen Shavah. Ela Par Yom HaKippur and Vasir Seifa. The Par that was brought special for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the Minchas Chavitin that was brought every day. And then the Mishnah gives a whole list of things where they're similar to. Vezev Ezev Shavim V'chulu V'chulu. So what's the definition? What's the Taich? What is a Koyim Mishamish, and what's a Koyim Sha'avah? So a Koyim Mishamish is a Koyim Gadol that's operating right now. He is currently the Koyim Gadol that's in power. What's a Koyim Sha'avah? So we're going to see in the Gemara that in this Mishnah, Koyim Sha'avah has a very nuanced meaning. Koyim Sha'avah means, in the event that there was a Koyim Gadol that became Tameh, and because he became Tameh, he couldn't serve as the Kohen Gadol. See the first Mishnah of Masechta Yuma. Right? So right now, because of his Tumah, he's not able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So what they do? They brought somebody in his place, whether it's a Skan, or sometimes they will Mamana somebody special. But the bottom line is, somebody's going to come now in place, and he's going to do the Avodah. That person did the Avodah for a certain amount of time, let's say a week, and now the original Kohen Gadol is off the disabled list. He's able to do the Avodah again in the Beis HaMikdash. The backup Kohen Gadol is now a Kohen Sha'avah, because this person served as the Kohen Gadol, albeit for a short period of time, but once he served as the Kohen Gadol, so now that title of Kohen Gadol is going to carry him along for the rest of his life. It's going to be part and parcel of who he is, and being that he's not serving, you can't refer to him as the Kohen Mishamish, but at the same time, he is going to be the Kohen Sha'avah. Regardless, the Mishnah said very clearly, Ein Bein Kohen Mishamish, the Kohen Sha'avah, Ela two things, the Par Yom HaKippurim, the Asira Sa'efa. Mishnah gave examples of things that they're similar to, but the obvious assumption in the Mishnah would be that they're really similar to all things, not only the five or six things that were mentioned in the Mishnah. You would think that anything other than the two things that there's an Ein Bein about, they're going to be shoved into. This is all going to play itself out in the Gemara. Either way, it says the Gemara, Ein Bein, Mashuach B'Shem Ben HaMishcha V'chulu. And this V'chulu means the whole rest of the Mishnah. That's why we just pre-cap this part of the Gemara with the rest of the Mishnah. Masis is like Rameyer. It's up to Gemara. The Mishnah is not like Rameyer. It's Rameyer, because if the Mishnah is Rameyer, Hatanya, we learned to the Brayse, Meruba, Begadim, Mevi, Parabal, Kol HaMitzvah, the Rameyer holds that even a Kohen Gadol that's merely Meruba Begadim, he didn't have the Shem Ben HaMishcha, he brought the Par HaBaal Kol HaMitzvahs. He brought the Par Kohen Mashiach. Now the Chachamim were reminded to him, but as I held Rameyer, my time with Rameyer, what's Pshat Rameyer? tain the pasuk. We learned that a brayso. It says Moshiach or could have said Moshiach. Ain li ella Moshuach b'shamen amishcha merubah begadim nayin. How do you know that even a kohen gadol that's merubah begadim is included in the parsha of the par kohen Moshiach? Talmud Loimar, it says ha kohen ha Moshiach. Poshit the diak is from the word ha-koyen, but either way, ha-koyen, ha-mashiach teaches me that not only a koyen that's mashuach b'sham and ha-mishcho, but even if he's merely merubah begadim, says the Gemara, if Rameir holds that even the kohen gadol that's merubah begadim brought the parabah kol ha-mitzvahs, our Mishnah is clearly the like Rameir, because the Mishnah said, ein bein koyen ha-mashuach b'sham and ha-mishcho merubah begadim ela parabah kol ha-mitzvahs. So the Mishnah is not like Rameir, which is always newsworthy, right? Because Stam Mishnah we know is Rameir. So here you have a Stam Mishnah, the like Rameir. But the Gemara says, but my kim tekirabah. You just said that who is the Tan of our Mishnah? It's Nishra Meir. It's the Rabbanon. Ema Sefer. Let's take a look at the Sefer. We already went through the Sefer. Ema Ben Koy Mishamash L'Koyin Sh'Avar. There's no Nafka Bina between Koy Mishamash L'Koyin Sh'Avar. Elapar Yemaki Purim V'Asiru Sa'Efa. Right. Only Nafka Bina is the part that was born in Yom Kippur for the Koyin Gadol. And Asiru Sa'Efa says the Gemara also on the Rameir. That is Taf Keshet this Rameir. How do you know that? Who's this Rameir? The Tan we learned to the Brisa. Iru Baipsul the Koyin Gadol. In the event that the Koyin Gadol became possible Avar, and he had to now for a short period of time not be the Koyin Gadol. Uminu Koyin Acha. Tachtov. And then they brought in a backup to come serve in his place. And then the first Kohen Gadol is ready to come back. Harish and Chayz Lavidas. So the halacha is he has the schos, right? As soon as he's healthy again, he's now the Kohen Gadol, right? The Hasheni kol mitzvahs kohuna olav. As it relates to the backup, all mitzvahs kohuna are on him. Divrei Rameir. As I help Rameir. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Rishon choizel avidasai. The first one goes back to the avid. V'sheni eni roi. Loi the kohen gadol, loi the kohen hadid. But as it relates to the second one, he can't be the kohen gadol, and he can't be the kohen hadid. Rabbi Yossi said, Maisa, there was a story by Yosef ben Elam mitzipayri. A man whose name was Yosef ben Elam. He was from Tzipayri. And he wasn't just a man, he was a kohen gadol. She'ira by psul the kohen gadol. We are... The Kohen Gadol became possible. And they put someone in his place. And then when the first one came back, they didn't let this backup let him do the avoid again. Kohen Gadol. The reason they didn't let him be a Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva. Because once there's one Kohen Gadol, we don't want to have two Kohen Gadols. If you can have two Kohen Gadols, then there's going to be Eva, right? To make the second one the Kohen Gadol, certainly going to be Eva. The first Kohen Gadol was Kohen Gadol. He became Tomei. Okay, so you're the backup Kohen Gadol. Now that the starting Kohen Gadol is ready to return, so it's his job. And as a result, he's going to go back, he's going to get it. So Mishum Eva, they didn't let the backup now become the Kohen Gadol. But additionally, they didn't let the backup either be the Kohen Hadid, Mishum Ailam B'Kodesh V'Meiridin, because once he already served as a Kohen Gadol, he would have Shmoyin B'Gadim, now he can't go and merely be a Kohen Hadid. But what do you see from here? It's Machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yossi, whether or not this backup Kohen Gadol will ever be allowed to do the Avodah, or he won't be able to do the Avodah. According to Reb Meir, he will be able to, right? According to Rabbi Yossi, Sheini einoi roi loy l'koyin gadol v'loy l'koyin hadid. Now, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, ein bein koyin ha-mashuch b'sham ein bein koyin mashamash l'koyin sh'avar elo par yoyim ha-kipurim v'asir ha-sa'efa. If you're going to tell me that the koyin sh'avar is not allowed to do the avodah, so that's a huge ein bein. It's the biggest ein bein, right? That the Mishnah should have mentioned, and it didn't mention it. The teretz is the Mishnah must be not Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Reisha Rabbanon v'sefer Rabbi Meir. The ratio of the Mishnah, we said, cannot be Rameir. Why could the ratio of the Mishnah not be Rameir? Because the ratio of the Mishnah said, Ein bein koyin ha-mashuch b'shem ha-mishcho merubah begadim ela parabah kol ha-mitzvahs. And Rameir's shita is that even the merubah begadim brought the parabah kol ha-mitzvahs. So clearly, ratio is the Rabbanon. It's not Rameir. The Sefer says, Ein bein koyin mishamish l'koyin shavah ela pariyah mekum v'asir sa'efer. As it relates to Avodah, you see, Zevez HaShavin. That's Lahedyashit as Rameir, because Rabbi Yossi is Cholik. He says the Kohen Sha'avar is Eni Roy Lavoida. He can't be Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva, can't be Kohen Hedy Mishum Mailam Kodesh Vein Maridin. So again, Faith the Gemara Kasha, does it make sense that the Rachel of the Mishnah should be the Rabbah and the Sefer Rameir? So the Gemara is going to say three terms. And the first terrace is the easiest terrace. Rav Chiz said in Rachel Rabbah of a Sefer Rameir. The second terrace is the second easiest terrace. Rabbi Yossi said, no, you're right, it's not Kishmak for the Rachel to be Rameir and the Sefer is Rabbanon. Stating that the Mishnah is not Rameir, it's not Rabbanon. Rabbi, it's Rabbi, right? Rabbi is the author of the Mishnah. Like, we can't forget that. The Nas of Laal Libet Tanoi, and he picked and chose, right? That's something Rabbi had a right to do. And he decided that he wants the Reishin to be the like Rameir, and he wants the Sefer to be like Rameir. So it's not a stira. It's Rabbi. Rabbi holds like the Rabbono, not like Rameyer, and the Gemara said, as it relates to Rameyer in the Reish. And he holds like Rameyer as it relates to the Sefer. Rava, my Rava said, the third easiest teretz, Rab Shimini. You want to know who the Mishnah is? It's not Reish Rabbono, the Sefer Rameyer. It's not Rebbe. It's actually Rab Shimon, as in Rab Shimon by Yechai. And Rab Shimon was Sava like Rameyer Bechado, Apologalai Bechado. It just so happens, if you know Shitas Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon holds like Rameyer regarding one halacha, he's chaylik with him regarding another halacha. Who is this Rab Shimon? So the Gemara now is going to bring a long price. Titanya, we learned that a price, and Tvarm Shimon, Kain Gadol, Kain Hedyid, Eluhem. The following are a list of differences between a Kain Gadol and a Kain Hedyid. Now let's be careful. It's not the two things that the Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah is talking about a Kohen Gadol that's Meshuch B'Shamen HaMishcha versus a Kohen Gadol that's Meruv B'Gadim, or a Kohen Gadol that's Meshamesh versus a Kohen Gadol that's not being Meshamesh. He's the Kohen She'avar. This Brice is talking about differences between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. It's a long list. Para Ba'al Kol HaMitzvahs. Number one, the Par Kohen Mashiach. Upar Yom HaKippurim, the special part that was born in Yom Kippur. Vasira So'efa, as we've been talking about. V'loi Pireya. Kohen Gadol is not let his hair grow long. Kohen Hedyot can. V'lei Poirim. In a matzav of Avelos, Kohen Gadol is not let a tear his clothing. Kohen Hedyot can. Avelu Poirim Milmata. We'll see already that's Mishnah coming up. That as much as the Kohen Gadol is not let to be Poirim, but Milmata he's allowed to on the bottom of his clothing. The Hedyot Milmata. The Hedyot is allowed to do it even Milmata. In Metama the Kraven. Kohen Gadol is not let to be Metama to his Kraven. As opposed to Kohen Hedyot is not let to be Metama to an ordinary mace, but to a Karev, he is allowed to. Umbuzra al Apsula. A Kohen Hedyot is allowed to marry a Ya'bu'ula, Kohen Gadol has to marry a psula. V'asav amana, that's unique to a Kohen Gadol. U'machzir is haritzeach, only when the Kohen Gadol dies does the ritzeach go back from Galus, not the Kohen Hedyot. U'makriv oinein, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the avoida even if he's an oinein. Ve'einoi oichol, stating that he's not allowed to eat kachem when he's an oinein. Ve'einoi choylik, he's also not allowed to take kachem when there's a chaluk of kachem when he's an oinein to eat when he's no longer an oinein. Makriv chelik barosh, he gets to pick and choose what he wants to be makriv at the base of Mikdosh. Ve'noitel chelik barosh, and when they're divvying up the manas kuna, he can take whatever he wants. U'mishamish b'shmoyne begadim, v'chol avoides yom ha'kippurim enek shere elo boy, all the avoida yom kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. And finally, u'pater al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, he's also pater from tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. He doesn't bring a carbon oil v'yoyret in the event that he ate kachem b'shoygeg when he was Tomei, or he entered the Beis HaMikdash B'Shoyeg when he was Tomei. The Brisa continues and says, V'chulam noyagim b'merubah b'gadim. All these things that we just mentioned are unique to the Kohen Gadol, are true. Loishna, if the Kohen Gadol is Meshuch B'Shamen HaMishcha, or if he's merubah b'gadim. Chutz mi paraba kol ha-mitzvahs. This is the part we have to read very carefully. With the exception of the paraba kol ha-mitzvahs. So the only nafkimina, what the Mishnah is saying, is between a Kohen Gadol that's Meshuch B'Shamen HaMishcha versus merubah b'gadim, is the paraba kol ha-mitzvahs. Sounds familiar? That's the Mishnah. Ein bein koyim mashuach b'shem ha'mishchel meruba begadim ela para ba'al kol ha-mitzvah. So far, this is our Mishnah, right? Additionally, v'chula noigim b'mashiach she'avar. All these halachas are true, not only for the Kohen Gadol that is being mashamish now, but even if he was just a temporary, right? Chutz, with the exception of the par yom ha-kippurim, v'asiris ha'efa. Sounds familiar? That was the next part of the Mishnah. Ein bein koyim mashamish koyim shavar. All of these two things. So clearly, whoever the time that this brisa is the time of our Mishnah. But the brisa continues. We're not up to that yet. V'kula nei noigim b'mishuach melchama. All these things are not noig by the shuach melchama. Chutz mehe dvarim ha'amudim b'parsha. With the exception of five things that are mafurish in the Torah that we know, we'll see in a minute how, that they relate even to the mashuach b'shamen ha'mishcha. What are those five things? Loi peireya, can't grow his hair. Loi perm, you can't tear his clothing. They metam al kraven, you can't metam al kraven. Umuzra al psula. V'aser be'almona u'machzer esaritzeach tivi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says even machzer esaritzeach the chama mayim ain't a machzer. Chama say he can't be machzer. The Gemara is going to get into this part of the brisa in a moment. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is we're trying to figure out who's the tan of our Mishnah, right? And the muschel rishon is the reisha of the Mishnah is the like Rame, the sefer of the Mishnah is Rame. So the Gemara's question was what's going on here? Reisha Rabban of a sefer Rameir. The first teretz Amrav Chiz the it Reisha Rabban of a sefer Rameir. The second teretz was Rabbi Yosef's teretz. He said it's Rebbe. And he picked and chose. He decided the Reisha to be the like Rameir and the Sefer should be Rameir. The third teretz the Gemara said was Rava Amar Reb Shimini. It's Reb Shimon. The Sava like Rameir Bechado, Palag Bechado. We have a Braisa that Shitas Reb Shimon, and it's clear that he holds of what the Mishnah holds, and that's who it is. It's Reb Shimon, it's not Rameir. You don't have to say Rebbe was Nasav Lahim, Nasav Laher. Rather, it is Reb Shimon. What is the Braisa? It's the Braisa that we just mentioned right now. And as we saw, we highlighted it when we went through this. A lot of words in the Braisa, but we highlighted the parts that we need. And that is, the two Ein Beins coincide perfectly with our Mishnah. But there's just one problem here. The Mishnah didn't mention the word Rav Shimon. Freak the Gemara. V'hai mi maid Rav Shimon. Rav said, Amani Rav Shimon. Right? Rav put a name to the face. He said, you want to know who it is? It's the holy Rav Shimon. Where do you see the word Rav Shimon in this Braisa? So you want to tell me it's the Tana, this Braisa, whoever it might be. Say there. But Rav came with a confidence. He knew who it was. And he said, I'll tell you the rest of the story. It's not just the Braisa, it's Rav Shimon. How do you know it's Rav Shimon? Amar Apapa. Shmapapa explained. He said, Man Shamalei do Amar Potter Al Tumas Mikdash V'Gadashav. Who is the Tana that we had earlier in the Masechta? In the end of the second parak, that holds that a Kohen Gadol does not bring the carbon oil of the Yoreh for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. If you remember, it was a Mefurash Mishnah. It's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was that Tana in the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. And being that Rav Shimon, we know, is the one that holds that the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring the oil of the Yoreh for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And one of the things that were mentioned here as an aim bein between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot is that the Kohen Gadol's part of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The only one we know who holds that way is Rav Shimon. That's how Rav knew that who must the Tana of this Braisa be, it must be Rav Shimon. So again, what are the three Mahalchim to learn Pshat in our Mishnah? Either Reisha, Rabban of a Sefer HaMeir, or it's Rebbe, V'Nosavla, Reisha, Rabban of a Sefer HaMeir, or the Tana of the Mishnah is really Rav Shimon. Either way, so we mentioned the Braisa, which is really a longer version of the Mishnah, right? It's always Gishmak when we point this out. I mean, it's practically on every Daf and Shas, but again, it's always Gishmak. And that is the Mishnah mentioned, Ein Ben Koyin Mashoch Mashamen HaMishcham L'Ruba Begadim, and Ein Ben Koyin Mishamish L'Koyin Sha'afar. If you look at the Braisa mentioned that, right? Clearly, we brought the Braisa to show who the Tana of the Mishnah is, because the Braisa, Toich, its wordiness was verbatim in the Mishnah. But the Braisa also mentioned, Ein Ben Koyin Gadol L'Koyin Hedid. It also mentioned differences between the Meshuach Melchama and the Kohen Gadol. The Braisa had said that there are five things that are unique to the Kohen Gadol that apply to the Meshuach Melchama as well. And then the Gemara brought, maybe there's even a sixth thing. What are those five things? So the Braisa referred to it as the Chamisha Dvar Ma'amurim Beparisha. The five things that are mentioned in the Parisha. We'll see which Parisha in a minute. And then we have whether he's Machzer Eshar Reitzeach. So the question is, what is this Chamisha Dvar Ma'amurim Beparisha? What's going on here? Chutz Mehei Dvar Ma'amurim Beparisha. Says the Gemara not immediately. What is this Parisha all about? So for this, we have to read a few psukim. We're going to read the psukim first, and then we'll see what the Gemara does to these psukim. So this is Vayikra Perichav Aleph. It's psukim Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. You should have the psukim on the side of the Gemara. Vakoyin Agadol Me'echav. The Koyin Gadol, Asher Yutzak Al Roish Hashemen HaMishcha, who had the Shemen HaMishcha poured on his head, Umila Es Yodei Lubloish Es HaBegodin, and he's the one that wears the Shemayda Begodin. Es Roishoi Lo Yifra U Begodav Lo Yifra. Right here is the Loi Peirev Loi Peirev. Val Kol Nafshe Ismeis Lo Yavoi. He's not allowed to be metame even to a karev. Additionally, he never leaves the base hamikdash. That pasuk teaches us that he's makriv oinei, right? Even if one of his family members die, so he's an oinei. Right. And then finally, v'hu isha b'psuleo yikach. He has to marry a psula, and the loisa say that comes along with that is that he's also not allowed to marry an alman. Says the Gemara. Let's start dissecting these psukim. It begins, Vakoyin Agadol Me'echav. Zeh, Koyin Gadol. It's referring to the Koyin Gadol, right? It's pretty obvious. Asher Yutzak Al Roish Hashem HaMishcha. Zeh Meshuach Melchama. That's referring to the Meshuach Melchama who had the Hashem HaMishcha. Umila Es Yodei Lil Boi Shesha Begadim. Zeh Meruba Begadim. Essentially, Vakoyin Agadol Me'echav. Asher Yutzak Al Roish Hashem HaMishcha. Umila Es Yodei Lil Boi Shesha Begadim. Right? Very wordy. It's wordy for a reason. Because we want it to be very inclusive. The Koyin Gadol, if he had Hashem HaMishcha. The Koyin Gadol, if he was Meruba Begadim. And the Meshuach as well. Al kulanu oimer. It's regarding all of the aforementioned that the next words in the Torah are said. Roishoy lo yifra begadim lo yifra. And even the next pasuk. Al kol nafshes meis lo yavoi lo v'ilima lo yatam. Now yoch yukul makrifim lo yinin. And you would think that all of these people mentioned in the pasuk are included in the halacha that they're makrivoinin. Talmud lo yimar. The pasuk that says he makrivoinin. That's the next pasuk. When a mikdash lo yetze v'leichalas mikdash oleikav. What does the Torah say? Ki nezer shemen mishchas eloikav Olav ani Hashem. And from Olav we learn Olav the loyal chaveroi. Olav dafka the kohen gadol, not chaveroi, not the Mashiach Muhammad. Says the Gemara. Now for acha shechukei akasuv. Now that the Torah said, one second. Till now the first three halachas were negating even the Mashiach Muhammad. But Olav already was mafsik, and now saying that this next halach is only negating the kohen gadol. Only the kohen gadol is makrovoyne. But as it relates to the Mashiach Muhammad, he is not makrovoyne. So yochel, I would have thought lo yehem mitzuvah lapsula. You would thought that maybe he should also not be mitzvah on psula. Why are we talking about psula? Because that's the next pasuk. V'hu isha b'psula yikach. And right after that, we're going to talk about the amana. So you would think that those halachas are not negay the Mashiach Muhammad either. Talmud loymer. That's why it says v'hu isha b'psula yikach. The v'hu is marba to tell me that the Mashiach Muhammad is included. And if he's included in psula, he's included in amana. And that's how you know loy pereya loy pereim. Well, the time of the Kroivim, Besula, and Amana are all Negea, not only the Kohen Gadol, it's Negea, the Mashiach Muhammad. Says the Gemara, the truth is Kitana, it's really Mechalik Stanam. Who is Besula Yikach? Achcha Chalak HaKosov, Riba Devi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says what we just said, that after the Torah said Olav, that exclude the Mashiach Muhammad from this parsha. So I need the word Vahu to include him back in. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva said, Ainli Elishav, I'm Mach Maskiri. No, the Vahu is coming to be Marv, is coming to be Marv somebody else. You would have thought that a Kohen Gadol that was of a Machmas Kiryoi, Kohen Gadol that became Tomei Tumas Keri, and as a result, he's not Kohen Gadol. So as that sort of person, he's going to still have the Isser of Besula and the Halacha of Amana. But Machmas Mumim Minayin, how do you know that in the event that he was knocked out, let's say Kohen Gadol became a Balmum, he'll never be able to be Kohen Gadol again. It's a Mum that's Mum Kavua. So how do you know that somebody like that still has the Halachas of Besula and Amana? Tamalei Mevahu, that's what Vahu's coming to teach me. So in this Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel holds Vahu is coming to be Marba the Mashiach Muhammad. Rabbi Kiva has a different usage for the word Vahu. He holds Vahu is coming to be Marba the Kohen Gadol that has a Mum. Either way, this Brisa is really the Machloik Yishnuya. It's Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Rabbi Kiva. Parenthetically, Rav asked Rav Nachman, Mashiach shenitztara, a Mashiach, meaning the Kohen Gadol, that was Mashiach, that became a Mitzayra, Ma'u be'almana. Is he now allowed to marry an Almana or not? Now, the background to this is that a Kohen Gadol that is a Mitzayra can't serve as a Kohen Gadol. Rashi's Lashon is, because Ein lo chamum gadol mizeh, because he's considered a Balmum. And being that he's considered a Balmum can't do the Avodah, he would not be able to do the Avodah. The question, however, that was posed, Rav asked this question to his Rebbe, Rav Nachman, in the event that the Kohen Gadol became a Mitzayra, is he now allowed to marry an Amon or not? Now, what would it start? The Mitcha Dachi or Mifta Potter? If this Chakira sounds familiar, we had a similar Chakira earlier in the Masechta. But has Rashi tied? So Rashi says like this. It's three lines from the top, the second column of Rashi's. Mi amrina, do we say, kuhuna gedoyla mitcha dochi lahai me almana? Oiduma kuhuna gedoyla mifta pata le lahai me almana? Vechi nitztara, the leka kuhuna gedoyla loy pata amutab almana. When we say that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, is there a din that the Kohuna Gedoyla is something that completely disallows you to have any connection to an Amon? Well, if that's the case, if it's a mitchadachi, so you're never allowed to marry an Amon. And even if circumstances have it that you can't serve the poyel, the maisa, as a Kohen Gadol, it doesn't matter. You have the parish of Amana that basically knocked you out from ever being able to marry this Amana. The other side is, it's Mifter Potter. Mifter Potter means that you're not completely knocked out, but it's more that right now you're serving as the Kohen Gadol. Someone that's serving as the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amana. But to the extent that you're a Balmum now you could serve as, you can't serve as the Kohen Gadol, so maybe you would be allowed to marry an Amana. Either way, Mitchadachi, Mifter Potter. So the Gemara says, Rav asks this question, Rav Nachli, have a biyade. Mara says, Zimna, have a yasra, Rapapa, come by the one time, Rapapa was sitting and he was clearing the same exact shiloh. So Huna Bered Rav Nachman was there and he told Rav Papa, Tonino, I have a mefurish raya. What's the raya? From a braisa. And he was quoting Rabbi Akiva in the braisa that we just mentioned a second ago, that you would have thought that the halacha besul and amana is only in a gay of Kohen Gadol that's serving, or if he's avar, of a machmas kiryoy. But if he's avar machmas mumna, Talmud Omer v'hu. But it says in the Torah Vahu, and being that it says in the Torah Vahu, we learn from there that a Kohen Gadol, that's Ovar Machmas Mum, Talach is, he still has the Issa Besula and the Salmona. And we mentioned earlier that a Kohen Gadol, that's a Metzayra, is like a Kohen Gadol Balmum. Ashi's Lashon is in Lucha Mum Gedoy Lamizu. But the bottom line is, it's like a Balmum. And if that's the case, it's a Mefurish Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva say? That Vahu is coming to be married, that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almona. Either way, a Papa heard what Huna Breda of Nachman told him. Come, he got up, Nashke Bereshe, kissed him on his forehead. The Yoivle Barte. And without asking questions, Rapapa took his daughter and he gave his daughter to Huna Bar Nosson. Fascinating Gemara. That Rapapa was so impressed with the way Huna Breder of Nachman, not Nosson, but Huna Breder of Nachman was able to be pushed to Shiloh. Number one, he gave him a kish. And number two, Yoiv Le Barte, he went ahead, right? He put his money where his respect is. And he gave him his daughter, and he did a shidduch. He did a shidduch with Huna Breder of Nachman. It's interesting that we talk so much about Rapapa's sons, right, of Hadron fame, especially as we're really getting close to the Hadron on Masechtas Horeis and Seder Nezikin, right? But we talk so much about Rapapa's sons. Somebody asked, Rapapa have any daughters, right? Do you know anything about Rapapa's daughters? Here's a Mefurish Gemara, right? This is Lucheira, Rapapa of Rapapa fame. And Rapapa has a daughter, and we even know who his Edom was. So we know Raphim Bar Papa, Abamari Bar Papa, Achoy Bar Papa, etc., etc., etc. I don't know if you throw them into the Hadron, but the bottom line is we also have Huna Breder of Nachman. Huna Breder of Nachman, he is the Edom of Rapapa, and how he became his Edom, well, now you know the rest of the story. Either way, moving along. So we mentioned in the Braisa a bunch of differences between the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hed. One of them is that the Kohen Gadol is loy poirim, stating that he could be poirim milmata. The Kohen Hed, it's even allowed to be poirim milmailam. Turns out this is a Mishnah. Kohen Gadol makriv oinein v'loy oichel. Kohen Gadol also is allowed to do the avodah when he's in oinein, but he's not allowed to eat kachem when he's in oinein. V'hedyet loy makriv v'loy oichel. As it relates to a Kohen Hed, he's not allowed to do the avodah, and he's certainly not allowed to eat kachem. So the first halacha of the Mishnah is that in the event that you have a Kohen Gadol who right now is ba'avelos and he has to rice kriya, so he's poirim milmata. He can't be poirim milmala, as opposed to a Kohen Hedyet, that's poirim milmala. Now it's clear from the Mishnah that the proper way to do kriya is milmala, right? The person should tear the upper part of his garment. The chiddush is that the Kohen Gadol, because of his distance to the world and mundane manners and even the inyonim of avelos, so he's not poirim milmala. Instead, he does it with like a shi. He's Pyram Mamata. The question, however, is what does it mean to be Pyram Mamaila versus Pyram Mamata? And we're going to see now it's Machlikas Rabban Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav said, Lamata, Lamata, Mamish, Lamaila, Lamaila, Mamish. That what the Mishnah means to say is the Kohen Gadol's Pyram Mamata, literally the bottom. So it's all the way on the bottom of his robe, the bottom of his beged, literally by the hem. If he wants, he could undo the hem. Right, that's really not going to cause any greater damage to the baguette. But if he wants, he could do it milmata. Not if he wants. That's what he's supposed to do. He does a milmata. And the Kohen Hedyet that does a milmaila, it's literally the top of the baguette, like by the neckline, which is where everybody rises kriya. So the Kohen Hedyet rises kriya milmaila, that's where everybody does it. And the Kohen Gadol does it literally on the other side of the baguette, all the way lamata. Shmuel on the Shmuel said no. Lamata means lamata mikami safa. It means right underneath. Right underneath the neckline. Lamaila means lamaila mikami saf. It means literally a neckline. So if somebody's wearing, just think of a round neck baguette. So lamaila mikami saf would mean from the top of the baguette, he gives it a rip. He goes right through it. Lamata mikami saf is he doesn't literally tear the rim of the baguette, but he does it immediately beneath it. But according to Shmuel, it's not lamata mamish. It's not all the way on the bottom, but rather it's limato mikavisov of zevzevetzaver. Shmuel holds that sailamata both means by the neck. Faith the Gemara kasha meisvei. I'll call it meisim kudon rotsa mabdo kamisov shaloi rotsa inem mabdo kamisov shaloi. For a regular person, not a kohen head, not a kohen gadol, he now is tearing kriya because of a mace. It's a relative, or he wants to tear kriya. So the halach is, if he wants, he could do it kamisofe shaloi. If he wants, he doesn't have to be malbe kamisofe shaloi. Meaning he has the option of where to do the kriya. If he wants, he could do it on the top, mamish by the neckline. If he wants, he could do it underneath it. But al aviv al imay, but when it comes to his father and his mother, mavdal, he has to be mavdal the kamisof shaloi. He has to rip the hem. He has to tear it all the way from the top. So what's the Gemara's kasha? You see from here that if someone's rising kriya not for his father and his mother, let's say for a sibling, a child, Rachmana Litzlan. So what's the halacha? The halacha is he doesn't have to be mavdol kamisafa. He could do it immediately beneath it. So the Gemara is asking a kasha on Shmuel. Kivan deba alma havikera. Being that you see that it's considered a kriya if it's lamatim kamisafa. Well, if that's the case, Kohen Gadol shouldn't be allowed to do it. Because what does the Torah say about the Kohen Gadol? We read the pasuk. Kari kan begadav lo yifrin. Meaning the Torah says the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to tear his cloth. The Mishnah says stating that he's pyram no mata. So you would think pyram no mata means not in the eerie that people usually do it. I mean, it has to be in an area where it's not considered that he's being pyrim. Because if he's being pyrim, the Torah already sanctioned it. The Torah said, "Begod of La Yifron." That's not something that he's allowed to do. Taina is the Gemara, being that you see it's a Mefurish Halacha. This is Masechta Smachas, by the way, where all these halachas are treated, right? So being that it's a Mefurish Halacha, Masechta Smachas, that if somebody's rising Kriya not for his father or his mother, he's allowed to rise beneath the Kamei Safa, Zaysay Meres, that's a Chefs of a Kriya. If that's a Chefs of a Kriya, well, then it should be included in what the Torah means when it said, Begod of La Yifron. So how is the Kohen Gadol allowed to do it? It's a Mishlam according to Ravitz Gevald, because what does the Mata mean? It means the Mata all the way on the bottom of the baguette. It doesn't mean underneath the Kamei Safa. It means the whole bottom of the baguette. But according to Shmuel, that the Mata and Kamei Safa is something Kohen Gadol is allowed to do. How does it shtim? So the Gemara says, Shmuel Krabi Hudasfir. Shmuel knows that it doesn't shtim with this Allah Masach Tesmachas, but Shmuel's not impressed, because Shmuel has a time of the Messiah. Shmuel held a Krabi Huda. The Amar who held Kol Kera Sheinei Mavdol Kami Sofesh Aloi Einei Ela Kera Shal Tiflis. It's a sharp philosophy. But if somebody tears his began and he doesn't tear this Kami Sofa, it's Shtosim, right? That's where you find such a lasha. But either way, kol kera she'enei mavdul sofesh aloy in the kera shel tiflis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, any kriya, even not for his father or his mother, would have to tear the kamei safa. If it's beneath the kamei safa, it's not a kriya at all, and that is shlita Shmuel. But the Gemara says, misli Rabbi Yehuda kriya b'kain gadol. Could it be that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Certainly can't be Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. You know why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds there was no kriya at all by kain gadol. How do you know that? By the time we learned the brayz ilu namarosh. So the Torah said, regarding the Kohen Gadol, es roish la yifra uvagod of la yifra. Now the Gemara's taina is it could have said roish or could have said beged. So the Bryce says ilu na maroish la yifra ubeged la yifra in ha'yisa. I mean, now I would have touched this pasuk. Fascinating touch. I would have thought it means beroish ubeged shol soita hakasa medaber. So we know the soita when she came to drink from the mei soita. So the Kohen had to be very involved in what was going on. And one of the things it says is paras roisha. Right, he had to expose her here, had to tear his begot. I could have thought, says the Braisa, that Pshat in this pasuk of Es Roish Begadav LaYifron means that the Kohen Gadol is not going to be the one that does it. Es Roish HaSoita LaYifron Ubeged of the Soita LaYifron. Now it has to be done, let somebody else do it. But this is one of the dinim of a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Edi will do it, not the Kohen Gadol. Talmud Lomi, that's why the Torah wanted to make sure you don't make this mistake, said Es Roish Shoy LaYifron Ubegadav LaYifron She'enu B'priya Prima Kol Iker, that it's talking about him and he's now the Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Azoy Halt Rabbi Yehuda. But what's the bottom line? What we need is not even the Yochel B'Soita. That's the Geshmak part of Braisa. We need the next part. Talmud Lomi means the Kohen Gadol. That's why it says Roish Begadav. But what's the punchline? She'enoi B'priya Ufrima. We need the Frima, not the Priya. Frima Kol Iker. Period. Gamarnu, exclamation mark. So what sheet is Rabbi Yehuda? The Kohen Gadol is never allowed to do. See, you can tell me Shmuel who said Lamata means Lamata Mikami Sofa is Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda? Right, it's very geschmack with Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that every carrot that's beneath the Kami Sofa is not a Kriya. Oh, that's why it's not included because even that's what the Kohen Gadol would be allowed to do. The problem is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda for sure doesn't stem with Shmuel, because Shmuel's explaining what Lamata means, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Lamata, there's no Lamata, there's no nothing when it comes to the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara gives the very obvious answer. Wait, what's the Gemara's terror? Shmuel wasn't saying Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel was explaining the Tan of our Mishnah. Shmuel saw the Rabbi Yehuda bechada polagaleh bechada. Meaning Shmuel was being mafarish the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Kohen Gadol Poyre Milmata. The question is, what's the taitcha Milmata? Shmuel holds Milmata means Milmata Mikami Sofa. What's the kasha? Milmata Mikami Sofa you find is a Kriya Masech Tesmachas. Well, not everybody holds that way. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. And Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And because Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, see, he's very comfortable being Mefarish the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. There's no way Shmuel could hold that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kohen Gadol is never allowed to be Poyrim. Now Milmala Malamata. And Chanami Shmuel doesn't hold like that. There's two chidushim of Rabbi Yehuda in the sugya of Kriya. One of them he holds like, one of them he doesn't hold like. The one that relates to the regular person, he holds like him, the taitch of Kriya. The one that relates to the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't hold like. The bottom line is, because Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda b'chada, he was able to be mefarish the Mishnah, he was mefarish the Mishnah. But the bottom line is, Kohen Gadol peirim milmata According to Rav, means Momata Mamish. According to Shmuel, what does Momata means? It means Momata Mikam Yisofa. Not for now, but we've mentioned over the years that Rabbi Margolis has a bunch of rayas that Rav was always mefarish mishnayas mamish, whereas Shmuel very often takes like more of a drushy pshat, right? And he has incredibly brilliant marmakomis for this. Why does he say this? He says it because you have, for example, vayokem el chadash machlikas Rav and Shmuel chad amar chadash mamish v'chad amar sheneschatshu gzeiroisof. There's a lot of those types of shaylas, and in shame my Rav Margolis says I proved already that Rav always holds mamish. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but I would think this is one of his rayas. Because here you have Rav holds lemato, lemato, mamish, lemailo, lemailo, mamish, vishmula, ma, lemato, lemato, mikam yisofa, lemailo, lemailo, mikam yisofa. Either way, zok the Mishnah Vayter, kol atod mechaver, kodim eschaver. So things are about to get very geschmack. So we know the halach is todav she'enoi todav todav koidim. What's the makar? So, right? I think if you ask the man on the street, if he ever learned zvachim, you'd say it's a mishnah in perek kol atodav. That's mamash a name of a perek. Kol atodav mechaver, koidim lechaver. True? But it's also tucked away here in the end of Horus. Any that's more kaddish than its friend, it's kaddim es chaver. So if you have two things in front of you, one is tadr, the other one is enei tadr, the tadr comes first. If you have two things that are in front of you, one is makudish, the other one is not makudish, one that's makudish comes first. Paramashiach paraedo, as it relates to the paramashiach paraedo. Let's say you have a kohen now, and he has two karbanas to bring. One is the paramashiach, the other is the paraedo. Paramashiach, kaddim paraedo, b'chol mais. First you bring the paramashiach, and then afterwards, you bring the parado. It's really three halachas as it relates to kedima. Number one, tada v'she'ene tada tada kaidim. Number two, mekudesh v'she'ene mekudesh mekudesh kaidim. Number three, par moshiach and par ha'edo, the par moshiach is kaidim. Says the Gemara, mino ani mili. What's the makar to all this? Amar Abaya said, Amar Akra. What do you mean, all this? The first halacha. That whatever's tadr comes first. It says regarding the korban musaf, milvad oilas ha'boiker, asher lo oilas ha'tomid, Pasu Azela, right? Kohet. So that's the pasuk. So the Karban Musaf was brought after the Tamid, and the way the Torah describes it is it was brought Milvat Oilas Abayker, Ashel Oilas Atamid. Faith more mechti. Ksiv Oilas Abayker, Oilas Atamid Lamoli. Right? Why do you have to tell me Oilas Abayker, Oilas Atamid? It seems to be redundant. Hachi Kamer Achmana, what the Torah is coming to say is called the Tadira Kadma. This is a makar. That being that the Tamid was more Tadir than the Musaf, that's the reason that the Talmud came before the Musaf. At the very least, from there we can learn that anytime you have two karbanas that are in front of you, where one is Tadr, one is Talmud, and the other one is not, the Talmud's going to come first. This is the Makartat idea of Tadr, V'sheini Tadr, Tadr, Tadr. Now stating that, we know it's not only Allah and Kachin, right? You say Ritzei before Yal V'yavoi when it comes to taking out Sefer Torah, right? So we know that Tadr, V'sheini Tadr, the rule is Tadr, Kodim, but it's rooted in the Kachin, the Gehalach. V'chol HaMakudosh Mechaveroi, who Kodim as Chaveroi. If one thing is more kaddish than the other, the thing that's more kaddish comes first. Minolon the Tanur Rabbi Shmuel the Kiddashto. It says regarding the Koyin, the Chol Davar Shabbat Kedusha, that we have to give a precedent to the Koyin when it comes to all Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. Leftoyach Rishoyin, Vorech Rishoyin, Velito Mona Yofer Rishoyin. Right. So he's Leftayach Rishon, for example, what? He gets the first Aliyah. Levarech Rishon, Berchas Hazimun, Lita Mana Yofer Rishon. If you're dividing monies, he gets first choice. If we have time, we'll get back into this a little bit later. Parakoy Meshuach, Upara Eido V'chulu. So as it relates to the Parakoy Meshuach and the Para Eido, as we actually make it to today's daf here, Daf Yud Gimel, who comes first? The Parakoy Meshuach comes from Nadim, what's the Makartis Tan Rabban? We learned in the Braille. So it says, Vasaraf Oisek, Ashasaraf Esa Parha Rishon. So the Torah is talking about the Parom Davashal Tzibur. It says Parah Adam Shatiba had to be burnt. That's what they did with the Basar, right? It was one of the Chatois HaPnimiyois whose Basar was burnt, not brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzayim. But either way, so the Torah says, as it relates to the Basar of this Par Helam Davash Al Tzibor, burn it in the same place that you burnt the Par HaRishon. What's the Par HaRishon? What Shaykh is Par HaRishon? The first Par? This is the first Par we're burning today. Par HaRishon mentioned earlier in the Parasha. Which Par is mentioned before the Par Helam Davash Al Tzibor? In Vayikra Perek Dalid? It's the Par Koy Mashiach. So really, the Par Koy Mashiach is being referred to as the Par HaRishon. Matamalei HaRishon. In what way is it Rishon? Sheyei Rishon, Koydim LePar HaEid B'chol Maisav. It's Rishon that if you had both of them in front of you, that's the one that would come from. Tanur Rabban, Par Koy Mashiach, Par HaEid HaOmdim. Let's say there's a Par Koy Mashiach and there's a Par HaEid. They're both standing in front of you right now. You have to know which one to bring first. Par Koy Mashiach, Koydim LePar HaEid B'chol Maisav. Tzim Dritamol, right? We had it in our Mishnah, we had it in a Tanu Rabbanan, and now we have it in another Tanu Rabbanan. Now, this price actually gives a reason. Hoyu Mashiach Mechaper, the Edo Miskaperes, Dinhu Sheyaktim HaMechaper LeMischaper. Meaning, the Kehanim are the ones that are the conduits to attain Kapara for Klal Yisrael. So if the Mechaper right now needs Kapara, and the people that he's trying to be mechaper for need kapara, it makes sense. He should get his kapara first. Let him become pure. And this now will make him a better vessel for him to be able to get kapara for everybody else. V'cheinu oimer, and there's actually a precedent to this. V'chiper badai, uba'ad beisai, uba'ad kol kal yisrael. T'kan gadol on the yoyim ha-kodesh, first he got kapara for himself, then for his family, and then for kal yisrael. So first the par koyim mashiach, and then the par helam davar shal tzibur. Param davar shal tzibur, koyim lam par shal avay deskechav. What would be if you have the par helam davar shal tzibur, and then the power of Avodah Zarah. So one of the power of Avodah Zarah, for Eved Klai Yisrael, well, Eved Avodah Zarah, Behelim Davar, so they brought then the power of Oila and the Zarah L'Chatas. So again, you have the two powers in front of you. One is the power of Davar Shal Tzibur for Shar Chataim, and the other one is the power of Avodah Zarah, which is really an Oila. So which comes first? The power of Davar Shal Tzibur comes before the power of Avodah Zarah. What's the reason? My time of Haychatas V'Hay Oila. Because the power of Davar Shal Tzibur is a Chatas, the power of Avodah Zarah is an Oila. The time we learned to the Brayis of the Hikrivis Asher. This is like some Kachem 101, Geschmack, because in a matter of moments, we're going to be all in, right? I don't know about you, I can't wait. But either way, the Tanya would have been a bright cell. The Hikav is Asher, Lechatas Rishonah, Mat Talmud Lo'imah. Why does the Torah say that you bring the Chatas first? Now, what is this Pasuk? This Pasuk is talking about the Oil of the Yoyrit. It's talking about in the event that the person's an Oni and has to bring Shtei Torah, Mishnei Bnei Yoyrit, Echot Lechatas Vechalot. And the Torah says, The Hikav is Asher, Lechatas Rishonah. The Chatas is the one that was brought first. Why? Maybe the Torah says, you have to know, the Chatas comes before the Oil. Harei Kvar Nemar. It says the Eshasheni Yasa Oila Kemishpat. Well, if the second one is the Oila, so this is easy math, right? If one's a Chatas, one's an Oila, and the second one is the Oila, the first one is the Chatas. So why does the Torah have to say that the first one should be the Chatas? Elazeb Bono of this is coming to teach me Kalatei Rekula. Shiu Kol Chatois Koidmois La Oilois Habois Imoy. That any time you bring a Chatas Oila together, you always bring the Chatas first. The Kaimel, in fact, we know that Filu Chatas Oiv Koidemus Oilus Behemoth, right? Even though Behemoth is more Cheshiv than the Oiv, but the Chatas comes before the Oilus Behemoth. But the bottom line is that's why the power of Davar Shal Tzibur comes before the power of Avodah Zarah, because the power of Davar Shal Tzibur is a Chatas, and the power that was brought with Avodah Zarah was really not the power of Yitzchom Koidim Lusarah V'Yitzchichavim. The power of the Avodah Zarah came before the Sire of the Avodah Zarah. So again, if Rav Klais was Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig Behelim Davar, they brought a power and a Sire. The power was the Oiva, the Sire was the Chatas. What comes first, says the Braisa? The power comes before the Sire. So the Gemara's kash is Amai, but it's not just an Amai. It's with a Pirish, right? Hai Chatas v'hai Oiva. The power is the Oiva, the Sire is the Chatas. I thought Chatas comes first. And don't tell me power. Sir, because we just said Chatas Ha'oif comes before Oilus Behemoth. So for sure, there's no way the power is going to come before the Sire. Amri b'marava, and I saw they said, Mishmei d'rava, d'rava fin rava bar mori. Chatas Avedas k'chavim chseira aleph. If you take a look at the Torah, when it talks about the Chatas Avedas Zara, it's missing an aleph. It says Lechatas ona aleph. And the reason it says Lechatas ona aleph is Rashi, l'meimra da'ila katam. It's coming to tell me that this Chatas is a different Chatas. And as it relates to this Chatas, the Oila comes from Rava. Rava said, Mishpat Ksivbe. Torah says the word Mishpat, and being that in the Torah itself it mentions first the par and then the sar, first the oilo, then the chatas, even though in halacha really is supposed to be makrif first the chatas and the oilo, but it says Kemishpat, and you know Kemishpat means you makrif it the way it's written. Sar avaydas kechavim koidim l'sar nasi. In the event that the kohen has the sar avaydas zara or the sar nasi, which one does he bring first? The sar avaydas kechavim, my time, my tzibur vayochi. And even though the nasi is the melech, right, and we know the melech is shokel like a tzibur maybe, but the maitzna. The tzibur is far to the tzibur. Sar nasi koidem le-si'ir as-yachid. The nasi sa'ir would be brought before the si'ir of the yachid. They're both chatois, but still the sa'ir of the nasi will come first. My time, what's the reason? Hai melech v'hai hedit. Because the nasi is king. And even though his kingship doesn't make him other from the tzibur, but other from a yachid it does. Si'ir as-yachid koidemes le-kifs as-yachid. In the event that you have a yachid that's bringing a se'ira, and you have a yachid that's bringing a kifsa, or you know, it's always a choice. You get to pick between the se'ira and the kifsa. So let's say you have the se'ira, you have the kifsa. The Seira came first. Faith the Gemara is that true? Vatani benun to the Brisa kifsas yachid koydemes l'seiras yachid. It's a Seira. Amar Abaye. Abaye said Tanoih. It's machlokes Tana. Mars of a Seira difa. One Tana held that the Seira comes first because it's better. Why is it better? Shekein nisrapsa itzlovitz kechavim biyachid. Because you find the yachid that's over the way the Zara only has one choice. And what's the carbon he has to bring the Seira? So that means the Seira is a pesmochot. Mars of a kifsas difa. Shekein nisrapsa ba'alya because the tail of the kifsa was brought together, and it's for that reason that it has chshivas, by the way, not for now, but ayin, a ha'orin neflah from Rabbi Reuven Margolis on Tosfos Masechtas Pesachim Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, the shufra, he says a dafer neflah. Either way, oimer koidem lekeves, haba imoy. So the carbon oimer came together with a keves. Question is, they're bringing the carbon oimer, what they bring first? First the oimer, then the keves. Shtei halechem also came with the kifsa yatzeres, right? Koidem lekfas, haba imam. It came before the sheep that were brought with it. Why? And really, in Sfar, it should be the other way around. You would think the animal comes before the breads, right? The reason is, it's because really, the Iker carbon by the Omer is the Omer. The Iker carbon by the Shtei Alechem is the Shtei Alechem. Why do you bring an animal? The animal is being brought machmas the Lechem. So the Omer, the Lechem, the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem is being brought because of the Yoim. The animals are being brought because of the lechem. So the dover that's brought, machmas the yoin, has a kedima over the dover that's being brought, machmas the lechem. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. So we mention different halachas related to kedima. Kol atodem mechaveiroi koidem eschaveiroi. Kol amekudesh mechaveiroi koidem eschaveiroi. Why do we bring this? Probably for the next halacha. Para Moshiach upara eda oimdim. Para Moshiach koidem upara eda b'chol ma'isav. So now we're going to mention different halachas related to kedima. Ish koidem li'isha. A man comes before a woman, lahachayois. If a person has to decide between saving the life of a man and saving the life of a woman, the man comes first, ulahoshiv aveda, or he has the aveda of a man, aveda of a woman. He returns the aveda of the man first. For isha koydemes leish lechasos. If they both need clothing, because of the bezoyin of the isha not having clothing, being greater than the bezoyin of the man, so first you give the clothing to the isha. Ulahoitzim mibeis hashevi. Additionally, if they're both in captivity, so if there's some sort of hostage deal that's being done, first you're supposed to save the women, and only afterwards you're supposed to save the man, which is interesting. It's a mefurish mishnah. And the reason is because we assume that the women are being violated, and it's for that reason the woman comes first. Stating that if you know that the men and the women are both being violated, then ish koidem leisha. Because if the man's being violated, it's mishkav zachar, which was obviously less natural than mishkav isha, and it's for that reason then the ish would actually have a kedima. Tana Rabbana Brais on this thing. Hayahu for other v'rabbi b'shevi. There was a man, his father, and his rabbi. They were all in captivity. And now there's a question, who should be redeemed? Who koidem l'rabbi? So if he is the one that has the ability to pull off this release, so he comes first, because chayecha koidem, right? Second would be his rabbi. Aber rabbi koidem l'ofer. His rabbi comes before his father. Now the Braisa doesn't say why, but we know this from the Mishnah in Eilu Metzias, that says Avedas Rabbi is before Avedas Aviv, because his father brought him to Eilam Haza, he gives him Eilam Haza, but his rabbi brings him to Eilam Haba. Ima koidem es l'kulam. But a person's mother comes before his rabbi and before his father. Chacham koidem l'melech Yisrael. The Chacham comes before the Melech Yisrael. Wow. So there's a question to go ahead and redeem the Chacham in Ashevi, or the Melech Yisrael. The Chacham comes first. And the reason is because Chacham shemeis ein lanu kayotze bai. If the Chacham dies, mi yitein lanu t'murasai. There's no way to replace him. Aber Melech Yisrael shemeis, kol Yisrael, ruin l'malchus. You'll find another king. To be a chacham, to be a gadol adar, is much more unique than to be a melech. You can't replace a chacham. And by the way, even though you'll say, "What do you mean a chacham dies?" Right? V'zarech Hashemesh uva Hashemesh atchloi shaka shimshay shal eli zarech Hashemshay. Right? We know Chazal. That's true. But at the same time, no two gedolim are the same. They're not the same. They're not the same. And the bottom line is it's for that reason chacham shemeis ein lanu kayoitz, because each chacham brings his unique inyan. But Melech Yisrael Shemeis Kol Yisrael ruling Lamalchus, and that's why the Chacham comes even before the Melech. Melech Koidem L'Kohen Gadol. The Melech comes before the Kohen Gadol. How do you know that? Shenemar. So for this already, we need to learn a little bit of Nach. The pasuk says, "Vayomer HaMelech David Kiruli L'Tzadik HaKoyin Ulenosen HaNavi Ulevinayo Ben Yehoyada." Vayavoyu L'Fnei HaMelech. So David summons the Kohanim, and they came. The king told them, I want you to take with you the slaves of your master. And I want you to carry my son Shlomo to the place where, you know, he's going to be anointed to be the next king. Now, you see over here that David HaMelech is talking, and he's referring to himself as being the Adon over them. Included in this group was the Kohen Gadol, right? Tzadik HaKohen was there, he was the Kohen Gadol. That means David HaMelech is the Adon over Tzadik, the Kohen Gadol. So if he's his Adon, that means he's Kohen. And that's how you know Melech is Kohen, like Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, Kohen LeNavi. Kohen Gadol comes before the Navi. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, over there, Moshach Oysa Yisham Tzadik HaKohen, the Nasan HaNavi. Who came first? First Tzadik HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, then Nasan HaNavi, Hik the Tzadik LeNasan. For Oymen, there's another Makar to this. The Pasuk says, Shema No Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, at the very Yechot. Listen good, Yeshua Kohen Gadol, you and your friends. Now, who are those friends? Yochlad Yoytis, you would think they were regular headyets. Tamil Noimir says, Ki Anche Moifesim. They Moifes El Navi. The word Moifes, where do you find? Right? Either by a Grace Rebbe or by a Navi, right? Shenema. Venasin Elecha Oysay Moifes. Regarding the Navi. So Anche Moifes means a Navi, and you see who came first. First the Kohen Gadol, and then came the Navi. Meshuch Beshem and Amishcha Kailim Ruba Begadim. If you have a Kohen Gadol, it's Meshuch Beshem and Amishcha. It's Kohen Gadol Ruba Begadim, and they're both Beshevi. Who comes first? The Meshuch Beshem and Amishcha. Right? That's easy. Meruba Begadim. The Kohen that's Ruba Begadim comes before the Mashiach Sha'avar. So even a Kohen that was Mashiach Pashem and Amishcha. But if he is a Kohen Sha'avar, so the Ruba Begadim comes first, right? Sha'avar Machmas Kiryoy. I'm sorry, if he was Avar Machmas Kiryoy. Mashiach Sha'avar Machmas Kiryoy. A Mashiach that was Avar Machmas Kiryoy. Kohen La'avar Machmas Mumai. We saw that earlier in the daf, right? Avos Machmas Kiryoy is considered to be temporary. Machmas Mumay is considered to be permanent. Avar Machmas Mumay Kaidim L'Meshoch Mokama. He comes before the Meshoch Mokama. Meshoch Mokama Kaidim L'Skan. Skan Kohen Gadol. Skan Kaidim L'Amarkel. The Skan comes before the Amarkel. Says the Gemara, Maya Amarkel, right? We were wondering the same thing. The Gemara anticipated what was going to be bothering us. Rav Chizda said that the word Amarkel means Amarkulo. So Rashi says that Amar Kula means Shememuna al Kulon, right? He talks to everybody. He says, you go here, you go there, Dizitz, Dishtai, the Ein Meshivan al Dvarav, right? You're not allowed to say one word. That's what it means to be an Amarkel. So you get to talk, no one else is allowed to say anything. Amarkel Kaidan le Gizbar. So the Gizbar is he's the finance minister. He's in charge of all the money. Gizbar Kaidan le Reish Mishmar. The Gizbar came before the head of the Mishmar. We know all the Kehanim were divided to the Mishmaras. He comes before the head of the Mishmar, Roish Mishmar Kaidan L'Roish base of, so the Mishmar itself was divided into Bateyot. So the head of the entire Mishmar goes before the head of the base of, Roish base of, Kaidan L'Kain head, he comes before the Kain head, Ibai Luhu, the Indian Tuma. What would be with regards to Tuma? Skan Mashuach Makam, Ismaim Kaidim. So let's say you have a Skan Kain Gadol, and you have the Mashuach Makam. They're both walking together, and they see a Mace Mitzvah. One of them has to be metama. The question is, which one should be metama? Eiz meim koitim. Should the scan of the Meshuach Mechama? So the Gemara says, Amar azutra bereder, I'm not going to talk about time went to the Bryce, scan of Meshuach Mechama, shoyim halchim baderech, upoga behem beis mitzvah, mutav sheyitam of Meshuach Mechama, vayitam meiskan. The scan is considered more kaddish ke'ilu, and the Meshuach Mecham is the one that's supposed to be metama. Why? Shem yere by psul b'koyin gadol nichnas haskan Meshuach Mechachta. Meaning we need the scan to be available because he's the backup, and you don't want to have a backup all of a sudden now tamei for the next week. We need him, and because we need him, since for that reason we'd rather the Meshuach Mecham be metama. Either way, it's a mafurish b'raisa. Who's metama? It's the Meshuach Mecham. Feiting Gemara is that true? Vatanya. We just had in our long b'raisa one excerpt that we need Meshuach Mecham koydim l'scan. That the Meshuach Mekama is higher ranking than the Skan when it comes to Lach Yosei, etc. When he's a Shavuot, but the bottom line is, isn't it the other one? Ravina says, Lach Yosei, true. But here there's a special reason. I mean, you want to know who's considered more Kaddish Be'etzim? Be'etzim is the Meshuach Mekama. But when it comes to being Metama, the Meshuach Mechama, if we're not fighting a war right now, so nothing's going to happen if he's inactive for the next week. But to not have the Skan Kohen Gadol for the next week was actually considered to be very impractical. Moving along. Kohen, Kohen, Levi. The Kohen comes before Levi. Levi le Yisrael. Levi comes before the Yisrael. Yisrael the Mamzer. Yisrael comes before the Mamzer. Mamzer le Nasen. The Mamzer came before the Nasen. So who's the Nasen? So the Nesinim were the Givonim, right? These were people that were Megayer in the times of Yeshua Benon, and it was insincere, but Yeshua Benon didn't want to make a Chilul Hashem, so he said, no problem, you can stay on board, but at some future time, David HaMelech was Geizah that they're also Lavi Bekal. Shalei Reis Rabbah. But the bottom line is, the Nesinim were also Lavi Bekal, but they were a unique group of Chevra, because technically they were part of the Jewish infrastructure on some level. We'll see it plays itself out in the Gemara a little bit. But Lamai said, David HaMelech was Geizah that they're not going to enter the Kal. V'nasim L'ger, the Nasim comes before the Ger. V'ger L'Evet M'shucher, a Ger comes before an Evet Nani that was Meshuchar, now he's a Yid. A Masai, when is this all true? Says the Mishnah, Mizman Shakunam Shavin. That's all things being equal. Fascinating. Avalim Hoya Mamzer Talmud Chacham. But let's say Adam Mamzer was a Talmud Chacham. The Kohen Gadol Amaret. And yet the Kohen Gadol was an Amaret. Mamzer Talmud Chacham, Koidim the Kohen Gadol Amaret. The Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes before the Kohen Gadol that's an Amaret. Let's do a little bit more Gemara. Kohen Koidim Lev. The Kohen comes before the Lev. How do I know that Shemma the Pasuk says, B'nei Amroin, Aharonu Moshe, Vayav. Aharon was separated from all the Levim to be in a Skadish Kodesh Kedoshim. And this Havdalah means that he's more Chashav, right? It was Havdalah L'toiv. And as a result, you see from amongst the Levim, the Kayhanim are singled out. Levi Kodem L'Yisrael Shanemba Be'ezahi Hivdal Hashem Hashem Levi Mitoich V'Goymer Yisrael. So you see, the Levim were separated from Klal Yisrael, the Kehanim was separated from the Levim. So I say, Meris, they have a chshivas. The Rambam in Hilchis Klei HaMikdash, you know, when he talks about the mile of the Levim, yeah, this is all coming up, and the mile of the Kehanim, this is mamish the way the Rambam starts it. In Hilchis Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel Aloch Aleph, Zera Levi Kuloi Muvdo La'Avodas HaMikdash, Shenema Be'esai Hivdol Hashem Hashevet HaLevi. In Perek Dalet, the Rambam talks about the Kehanim. HaKehanim Huvdolu Michlal HaLevim La'Avodas HaKarbonos, Shenema Be'Avdol HaHarim La'Kdish HaKadosh Kedosh. Mamish, the two pesukim that we just had. This is very hakdama to kachim. But either way, the Levim are separated from the Yisraelim, kachim 101, and the Kehanim Hashteitzach are separated from all the different Levim. Either way, Yisrael kaidon the Mamzer. Why does Yisrael come before the Mamzer? Shezem Yuchis, if they ain't a Yuchis, it's pasha based on Yuchos. Mamzer kaidon the Nasim. A Mamzer comes before a Nasim because Zeb ba mitipa ksheira, v'zeb ba Mitipa Psula. At the end of the day, the Mamzer's father is a kosher, right? Norvas, he was born a Chayve Krisos. Abel Amaisi is a kosher. The Nosin is someone that's also Lavi Bakal. So the Nosin is a Ben Nosin, Ben Benoishal Nosin. It's all Chevet that are also Lavi Bakal. The Tipa is considered Psula. Nosin Koidim Le Ger. The Nosin comes before the Ger. This is interesting because the Ger is a full fledged Yid who's Mutal Lavi Bakal. But the reason is because they're godly imanu b'kedusha, v'zeli godly imanu b'kedusha. Truth is, they both come from Tipa Psula, right? But the Nosin Lamaisa grew up in the Jewish infrastructure, as opposed to the Ger didn't. Ger koidim le'evin meshucher. They're very similar. The Ger is a Ger, and the Evin Meshucher is a Ger, right? So why does the Ger come first? Because they're hoya bechlal arer, v'zeli hoya bechlal arer. Because we know arer kenan. Parshas Noach. So Canaan, all the avodim are cursed, and therefore an eved is considered an arer, as opposed to ger is not considered an arer. A masay bismatch kulan shavu b'chum. Not even what's the makar to this. Meaning, how do you know this is all true if you're not dealing with like a Talmud Chacham am arer situation? Says the Gemara, Amrav Achav Rab Chanina. Don't make the pasuk says Yikari him mepninim. And from there we learn Mikan Gadol shenichnas lefnayv lefnim. That Torah is more tired than the Kohen Gadol that enters lefnayv tiny b'lintim. Right? Shumbei Chayyim. But then, really, it should have been sheyaktim eved meshuchel ger. The eved meshuchel should have came before the ger, and the reason is shez. The Eved Meshuchah and the Ger are very similar. And said Rav Shimon Baichoy, I saw in the sugya, from the fact that the Nasa comes before the Ger, that there's a Maila to be Gadol Imanu B'Kedusha. Well, if that's the case, I think the Eved Meshuchah has that Maila over the Ger. The Ger came from some foreign land, right? He's not a Yid in any way, shape, or form. The Eved Meshuchar, before he was an Eved Meshuchar, it's very possible, was an Eved Knani. An Eved Knani is Chayv Mitzvah Keisha, right? La la. So he for sure was godly Mana B'Kedusha. So you would have thought he should come first. Elazeb Bechal, Arav is Elohe Bechal Arav. The Sfar of Arav trumps. Meaning, Rav Shimon Baichoy is just saying that you should realize that there was a Sfar of Arav, not Arav. There was also a Sfar of godly Mana B'Kedusha. Here you have a face-off between the two, and obviously what Chazal are teaching us is Arer, that Sfara overrides. Shalom Talmidim as Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik. Talmidim as Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik. Neimah kol rotzon lisa geyores, veina kol rotzon lisa mishukheres. Why isn't it that people have no problem? Everybody runs to marry geyores, but nobody wants to marry mishukheres. Now, again, today, right? Lincoln freed the slaves. So everyone's free today. We don't have this phenomena anymore. But once upon a time, there was such a thing. And really, a Meshuchah, you would think, is like a Geyoris. So why is it Akol Rats and Lisan Geyoris, but nobody wants to marry a Meshuchreris? He told him, Zu Haisa Bechlal Arer, Vizulay Haisa Bechlal Arer. That's the reason. It's all related to this Svara, that Arer cannot, people don't want to go near someone that was conceived of her. Acha Zu Haisa Becheska Shomer, Vizulay Haisa Becheska Shomer. After we know, Chazal say, Behefkeda Nichole. So therefore, we assume she's not Shomer, so nobody wants to go near her. As opposed to the Geyoris, that's very different. Now, the truth is, it's not so pasha, because usually when the Gemara says after Befkeir Nichole, it means regarding an Avodas Kechavin. Right, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Ger. Why? Because she's Becheske Zoyna. So, usually the svar of Avdav of Keir Nichalei, we don't attribute Davka to an Eved, right? We think we attribute it usually to someone that's in a Yehudi, right? That's always the Pashtas. So some say it could be a Geyoris. That's someone that was already thinking about becoming a Yid, the Gloy Muslim Afreya, that maybe she was somewhat Shamur. But the Eved is fart Avdav of Keir Nichalei. And also it's not in the Eved's control to be a Meshuchah, not to be a Meshuchah, right? Geyoris is something that the person has some control over. Shalom Tamidus Rabbi Lazar. So we just mentioned Shalom Tamidus Rabbi Lazar. So Shalom Tamidus Rabbi Lazar, why is it that the dog has respect for his master, but the chassel, the cat, ain't a makaris koinoi? Amar lahem, so he told him, I'll tell you why. We're going to see on Amid Beis, if somebody takes a bite out of something that a mouse took a bite out of, it can cause him to forget all his learning. So madach, that's true. Somebody eats a mouse, certainly. Who eats mice? Cats eat mice. So the cat forgets its, learning, but it forgets his moral standing, and as a result, he's a degenerate. He's not makaris koinoi, and the reason is because of the fact that he eats mice. Shalu talmidav es Rabbi Lazar, mipnei ma hakol moishlim ba'achbarim. Why is it that everyone's moishel and nobody likes the mouse? Said Rabbi Lazar to his talmidim, they shasunan ra. The reason is because they're really, really bad. They're terrible. They're worse than everybody else. It says, hey, Mayhi, where do you find that they're worse? Rav Amar Rava said, afilu glimi gaitzi. He says, because sometimes you'll see a mouse, it'll gnaw at a beged. He says, let me ask you, does it have any anah from eating from the beged? Right, there's no anah from it. It does it anyways. The teretz is because it's yetzer lev ha'achbar ramen u'urav, and that's why it's doing this. Rav Papa, Rav Pama said, afilu shufsamara gaitzi. Sometimes it'll eat out of the hand of one of the tools that are used out in the farm. And that handle's made of wood, it's not geschmack, Rashi says, and afilu hachi, it's eating out of it. The teretz is, because yetzer lev ha'achbar ramen u'urav, and it's for that reason, hakol moshem v'achbarim, Baruch Hashem, we turned the page, we actually feel like we learned off Yud Gimel today, and we're going to exhale and come up for breath. So, just to speak out two short ha'aris. The first ha'ara is, the Gemara mentioned that it says, V'kidashtoi. And from V'kidashtoi we learn that L'chol Dovashah B'kidusha, that the Kohen comes first when it comes to every Dovashah B'kidusha. L'ftoyach Rishon, U'levarech Rishon, V'litom Mono Yofer Rishon. And in fact, this is the Makar to the Kachem Diga Halacha of Kolam Kudish Mechaveiroi, Kohenim Eschaveiroi. It's rooted in this Halacha that you find by a Kohen, something everybody knows, right? You give the Kohen the first Aliyah. Why? It's based on a Pasuk in the Torah. It's based on this idea of V'kidashtoi. I saw that Rav David Yoel Weiss in Megadim Chadashim, this is in Parshas Emor, it's on the pasuk of V'kidashtoi ki eslechem aleikecha u'makriv. He clears, we know that a Kohen has Kedima over a Yisrael, right? That's the way it is. His shaila is, what about after a Kohen dies already? Would the Kohen have Kedima over the Yisrael after the Kohen dies? Or would he not have Kedima after the Kohen dies? Meaning, maybe while the Kohen's alive and the Yisrael is alive, there's an inyan of the Kidashta. You should be Mechabed, a Kohen that's alive. But it could be after the Kohen is not alive anymore, maybe at that point, there's no longer an inyan of a Vikidashta. This is his suffix. Now, what would be even a case? So, a case would be, for example, he brings Allah and Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Aveila, Simin Shin Nun Dalet, Chacham v'Talmud Chacham. Let's say there's two mason. And we have a Shiloh, which mace should be taken out first? Should it be the Chacham or it should be the Talmud Chacham? Right? Chacham is the higher ranking, Talmud Chacham is the lesser. So Meitzin es HaChacham Koidim. Talmud Chacham Va'ama'aretz, the halach is you take the Talmud Chacham before the Ama'aretz. So he says, what would be with regards to a Koyen, with regards to a Koyen and a Yisrael, where they're both Mason? So would the Koyen have the Din Kedima of a Kiddashtoi, or would he not have the Din Kedima of a Kiddashtoi? So if WOY says that it's Yitochen, that the Koyen would not. Tzitachni would not. As long as he's alive, see, he has his Kedushas Kuna, he has his Maila. Once he's not alive anymore, not. Why is it then that you find in Hilchas Avelos that Talach is Chacham v'Talmud Chacham Moitzin HaChacham Koidim, Talmud Chacham v'Ama'aretz Moitzin HaTalmud Chacham Koidim? L'chair, you see that it survives Misa. So if it survives Misa, well then, l'chair, as it relates to the Koyin, should have the same Halach. Right? The Kiddashta is Halach in Hilchas Kedima. You see clearly that the Halach of Kedima is true even when the person is not alive anymore. So for this, he shtelts so beautifully the Beis Halevi, the Bakanta Beis Halevi in his Akdomish, Shailos Shuvas Beis Halevi. It's very Ba'arichos, but the one excerpt that we need is related to a Gemara that we spoke about only a few days ago. And I think it's kedai to read the Gemara one more time. The Gemara is in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. It also has some good Siyum vibes. And that is Amar Rabbalaz. Rabbalaz said, Ameyo Arotzois Enum Chayim. The Ameyo Arotzois are not going to be Zoich to stand up for Tchias HaMesim. Shenemar, Mesim Bal Yichyu, Refon Bal Yukum. Tanyan Ami Hachi, Mesim Bal Yichyu, V'chulu V'chulu. Either way, this is what Rabbalaz said. Rabbalaz said that the Ameyo Arotzois are not going to stand up by Tchias HaMeis. I'm the Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Loza's Rabbi. He heard what Rabbi Loza said, and he said, "Lo nichal amarayu da amar luhachi." He says, "You shouldn't be saying this, right? You shouldn't be saying this. I don't like what you're saying. Meaning, it's not okay. You have a pasuk meisim bal yichyu. There's a way to be miyash of the pasuk. I could learn the pasuk differently, but don't be mekatrig on the Ami Arotzis and say that the Ami Arotzis are not going to stand up for Tchias HaMesim. No, they're going to stand up. Rabbi Yochanan's giving musa to his Talmud Meret Neshazai Vegin Yidin. It's not something that you do. Are you pasuk? I have a tshuva for you, pasuk. Amalei, Rabbi Loza heard Rabbi Yochanan's tshuva. He said, I hear. But the problem is, Mikra Acher Ani Dairish. I have another pasuk. The Chsiv, it says, Ki tal oiroiz talecha, v'oritz reform tapel, kol ha-mishtamish bar teira, or teira mechayeyo. V'chol, she'ena mishtamish bar teira, ein teira mechayeyo. And the Amiratzis don't have the or teira. And if they don't have the or teira, how are they going to be able to get up? So Rabbi Yochanan heard Rabbi Loza said he was mamish bitzar. He was bitzar because it bothered him so much. And he was so happy he had a yishuv to Rabbi Loza's raya. But now he came with another raya. And he didn't have what to say. So the Gemara says, keeping the chazit to come and stay. Rabbi Loza's Rabbi Yochanan was bitzar. He told his Rabbi, Rabbi Matzosilam takana man ha-toyra. He said, I could be menachim you. I found a takana for the Ami Arotzis. Because the pasuk says, Va'atam advekim, Bashem aleikeichem, chayim kulchem hayoyim. Any person that's dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayim kulchem hayoyim. Said Rabbi Loza, v'chi efshel with buke b'shchina, how could a person be mistabek b'shchina? For Aksiv, the pasuk says, Ki Hashem aleikecha, Eish oichlo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a fire. You can't be mistabek with a fire. El, kol amase bita l'tamud chacham. If somebody marries off his daughter to a tamud chacham, for oise prakmati l'tamid chacham. Or if somebody invests the money of a tamud chacham, he does business for a tamud chacham. V'amahane tamid chacham in a chasav. Or he gives from his nechasav, he shares them with a tamud chacham. Ma'alo olav ha-kasav ki'ilu medabek b'shchino. It's as if he was medabek b'shchino. If someone cleaves to a tamud chacham, it's as if he was medabek b'shchino. Well, if that's the case, that's someone that cleaves to a Talmud Chacham is Mistabek B'shchino. What does the pasuk say you get if you're Mistabek B'shchino? Va'atem atveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem is Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim. Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim, you're going to live when? You're going to live Losad Lavoy. Oh, I found a takono. I found a takono. He said, Rebbe, don't be bitzar. Motzosi lehem takono b'natayra. I have a way out. There's a mahalach, even for an Amma'aretz, who wasn't zoicha to the Ura Torah, to be able to stand up at Tchias HaMesim. How? If he's masa bita l'tamud chacham, if he's oisa pragmati l'tamud chacham, or if he's mahana tamid chacham in chasa. By the way, we mentioned the tashbits in the tshuva. A few dafen ago, where the Tashbitz gives a haftacha, he says that any person that goes ahead and he's mekai one of these three things, he's going to be zoicha to a tremendous bracha. We also saw in today's daf that Rav Papa had heard what Huna Breder of Nachman said, and he gave him what sounds like maybe his bas yechida, right? He has 10 sons and 1 daughter. That's what it sounds like. And he takes his bas yechida, and he goes ahead and he says, I want he was being Mekayim this Inyan. He wanted to be Mestabik Peshchina by going out and taking him as an Eid. But the bottom line is, this is this Gemara over here. So the Beis HaLevi, Kiyadu and his Akdama said, what's going on? What's the Shakla Vatari over here? That first, the Olam thought that there's no way for the Amei Oretz to have any hope that they're going to be able to stand for Tchias HaMeisim. Finally, Rabbi Allah tells Rabbi Yochanan, Matzalsilam Takonim and Atayra, I have a little bit of an Eitzah. So the Beis HaLevi says a Dover Nifla. He says, we know the halacha is Tashmishay Mitzvah are Nizrokin. Tashmishay Kedusha, the halacha is are Nikbarin. What does that mean? If somebody used something for a mitzvah, let's say a shofar that you're not going to use anymore, an esrog that you're not going to use anymore, technically, if you want to take it, you can throw it in the garbage. Right? It doesn't have any inherent kedusha. Tashmishay mitzvah, something that was used for a mitzvah, talach is nisrokin. But tashmishay kedusha, something that was used for a davar shebe kedusha, it was used for a sefer Torah, right? Something that's a davar shebe kedusha, tashmishay kedusha, there the halacha is nignozim. There the halacha is nikbarim. So the Beis HaLevi said that the way Rabbi Loz Rabbi Yochanan approached the sugya of Tchias HaMeisim was, they felt that if somebody learns Torah, so his guf becomes now Tashmishay Kedusha for the Torah that he has inside of him. And Ayoiz Tashmishay Kedusha, the Allah is Nignazim, they're put away. You can't throw them away. You can't just cast them aside. So it's for that reason, any person that learned Torah, his guf is going to have a key of loss of love. As opposed to someone that didn't learn Torah, even if he did mitzvahs, so what is his guf? It's Tashmishay Mitzvah. What's the rule of Tashmishay Mitzvah? Tashmishay Mitzvah is Nizrokin. And if Tashmishay Mitzvah is Nizrokin, so it's not going to stand a chance. Oh, but then Rabbi Loza came to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Loza told Rabbi Yochanan, Matzasi lem takana. He said, you know what the takana is? The takana is, what was the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar's takana? Said the Beis HaLevi. You know what his chiddush was? Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Yochanan. He says, I think that the Talmidei Chachamim, their guf is not just Tashmishay Kedusha. It's not just being Meshamish the Torah that they have inside of them. But really, the Talmidei Chachamim become a Chefz of Kedusha. And the reason Talmidei Chachamim become a Chefz of Kedusha is because think of the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah, you have the Torah, and the Torah licked off the cloth. The cloth of the Sefer Torah is not Tashmishay Kedusha. Right? The Mitpachas, the crown, that's all the Tashmishay Kedusha. What's the cloth? The cloth is part and parcel of the Sefer Torah itself. A Sefer Torah is not oisis parchas ba'aver, it's oisis that are written on a cloth. In the same vein, Torah Shabbal Peh can't just exist in the loft. So the Torah Shabbal Peh exists inside the Talmud Chacham, which means that the Talmud Chacham is the cloth to the Torah, like the cloth is the cloth to the oisis of the actual Sefer Torah. Which means that the Talmud Chacham is not Tashmishay Kedusha, he's Kedusha. If he's Kedusha, there's an Eitzah for the Amoritz. You know what the Eitzah for the Amoritz is? Be Meshamish the Talmud Chacham. Because if you're going to be Meshamish the Talmud Chacham, you're now going to be Tashmishay Kedusha yourself. And if you're going to be Tashmishay Kedusha yourself, now we're ready, you're going to have a Kiyum. And the Beis HaLevi says that the emes is, even though the Amiram knew L'chatchiva, they knew Meikara, that the Talmud Chacham is at the very least Tashmishay Kedusha. But they felt that if the Amoritz is Meshamish, the Talmud Chacham wouldn't be good, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Tashmishay Kedusha, yeah, or B'tashmish, the Tashmish, nah. But what Rabbi Loza was being mechadish based on this pasuk, is that the Talmud Chacham alein must be a chefz of kedusha. And if he's a chefz of kedusha, so what does that mean? If he's a chefz of kedusha, that means that Amoritz is the tashmish. Is tashmish a kedusha? If Amoritz is tashmish a kedusha, then that's pasuk that Amoritz is going to have a kiyum as well. Abba said the Baal Megadim Chadashim. He said that it could be dafke the Talmud Chacham lacha moisoi. The Talmud Chacham lacha moisoi. He has a milo. The reason he has a milo is because his guf is a shtik kedusha. And his guf, even in the worst case scenario, we said was tashmishay kedusha. And if that's the case, like the Beis HaLevi was mevayer, his kedusha survives misa. Faket, the whole impetus for Tchias HaMeisim is the fact that the guf maintains its kedusha even after the Torah is no longer there. Because at the very least, it's tashmishay kedusha. Oh, but the Kayin, his milo is when he's bekunasa. But now he's worse than over machmas kiryay, over machmas mu. Mumay. He's not even alive anymore. So if he's not even alive anymore, so it could be his goof doesn't have any Kedusha. So he said, Yesh Lachgar, where you find these milas of the Kiddashta regarding a mace, you find it always by a Talmud Chacham. Could be Tafka Talmud Chacham, because his goof is Kedusha. His goof is Tashmishe Kedusha. He has the mile of the Beis Halevi in the Hakdama, as opposed to, as it relates to Okay, maybe not. But just to end with one last thought. And that is, so we had all these Gemaras over here, these Brises and Mishnayas regarding the Kedima, right? Koyin is Koyin Lelevi, Levi Lisrael, Yisrael, the Mamza, Mamza, Nasa, Nasa, Leger, Ger, Le'ev, Meshucher. Abay Mas, I said the Mishnah of Izman, Shekulam, Shafim. This is all true if all things are equal. Avalam Hoyim, Mamza, Tamut Chacham. If you had a Mamza, but as a Tamut Chacham, and you have a Koyin Gadol, who's an Amma Oretz, Mamza, Tamut Chacham, Koyin, the Koyin Gadol, Amma Oretz. And this is an often quoted Chazal. That Mamza, Tamut Chacham is Koyin to a Koyin Gadol, Amma Oretz. Now let's just think about this for a second. What Chazal is saying is that the mail of a Talmud Chacham over an Amma Oretz is so stark that if the Talmud Chacham is a Mamzer and the Kohen Gadol is an Amma Oretz, still the Talmud Chacham is going to come before the Amma Oretz, right? In other words, Chazal wanted to bring out the point that the Talmud Chacham is aggressive in the Amma Oretz. So how do you bring out this point? How do you test something at the extremes? So he said, let's take the most extreme case. The Spitz Kaddish Keilu is the Kohen Gadol. And the Spitz Nidrig Mensch is the Mamzer. Okay, well, what would be if the Mamzer, who is Mamish Mata Mata, is the Talmud Chacham, and the Kohen Gadol, who is Maila Maila, would be the Amoritz? You know what would be Adif? The Mamzer would come before the Kohen Gadol. Because at the end of the day, the Talmud Chacham comes before the Amoritz, and even if it means Mamzer Talmud Chacham coming before the Kohen Gadol Amoritz. We mentioned many times over the years, that why did Chazal use this contrast to bring out the difference between the Talmud Chacham and the Amma Oretz as the Kohen Gadol and the Mamzer? Reb Reuven Margolis, he says it right here in the Tzitzir and Hayris Daf Yud Gimel. We mentioned in the past from Margolis Ayam in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph. He said that it could be the Pshat is because there's an Ovis de Rav Nosson, where Ovis de Rav Nosson said that a Mamzer was not allowed to enter Yerushalayim. It's an Ovis de Rav Nosson in Perek Yud Beis. The Mamzer was not allowed in Yerushalayim. As it relates to the Kohen Gadol, the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash Perikei says that the Kohen Gadol was never allowed to leave Yerushalayim. The Mamzer is never allowed to enter Yerushalayim. The Kohen Gadol is never allowed to leave Yerushalayim. So you see that they're mikotza alakotza as it relates to being allowed to be in Yerushalayim. Say Chazal, that I don't care. If you have a Mamzer who's never allowed to enter Yerushalayim, or Be'ezat Talmud Chacham, and you have a Kohen Gadol who's never allowed to leave Yerushalayim, the Mamzer Talmud Chacham is going to be Koydim L'Kohen Gadol Amar. This is something that we've mentioned many times. But I once saw from Reb Shmuel Yankif, he said a Dover Nifla Adma Oed, and we're going to be Messiah with this. And that is, Reb Shmuel Yankif said that, where did a Kohen Gadol come from? So everyone knows, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Mem Zayin, that there was a woman, her name was Kimchis. And Kimchis was Zoycha, she had seven sons that were Tamid HaChamim. Amru Lach HaChamim, Ma Osi Shezochis Lekach. What did you do to be Zoycha to this? Amru Lam, she said, Miyam my Lairo Kairis Basi Kilei Sari. She said, the walls of my house never saw my hair. She was an incredible tznua. And because of her tznias, she merited that she had seven sons that were Kehanim Gedoy. Where does a Kohen Gadol come from? A Kohen Gadol comes from the Spitz Tznius. So Reb Shmuel Yankif said, where did the Mamzer come from? The Mamzer comes from the Spitz Tumah. A Mamzer comes from an illicit relationship, but not just an illicit relationship, from a Chayve Krisos. The Kohen Gadol comes from the Spitz of the Spitz, from the Tznius of Tznius, from the highest level of Kedusha. The Mamzer comes from the lowest place in the world, comes from the Tipasruch and Mamish of stating that, say Chazal, that Mamzer Talmud Chacham is Koydim L'Kohen Gadol Amoritz. You know why? Because really, it doesn't matter where you come from. What matters is what you make from yourself. You could be a Mamzer where you come from nothing, but you become a Talmud Chacham. You're going to be Adif from the Kohen Gadol that comes from the Spitz, comes from the most pristine Makar of Be'erzan Amoritz. Because again, what matters is not so much where you come from. What matters is what you make for yourself. That's the soy. That's the contrast between the Kohen Gadol and the Mamzer. And that's the oymik in Mamzer Talmud Chacham is Koydim the Kohen Gadol Amoritz.